Proclamation number 0938 of 30th of May, 1939. Neglect of earthly work. Sloth. Idleness. Notice how you have to fight harder and harder against inner restlessness the more you withdraw from the regular activity of the day. For it is a blessing for you if you are constantly active in earthly relationships. The person has a mental balance which also makes him more capable of spiritual striving. Moreover, this can only serve as proof to fellow human beings that the profession need not suffer for the sake of spiritual work. And this is of greatest importance. The approaching time of spiritual awakening must at the same time be marked by exceedingly brisk physical activity, for only through such is also the proof supplied that a morbid condition need not necessarily be the occasion for strange spiritual activity, that rather the one can harmonize very well with the other and earthly work need not suffer any loss. And so you only receive the admonition to devote yourself to spiritual work with all eagerness, to always give it first priority, but at the same time to also do justice to all earthly demands as far as it is compatible with the former. At the same time, this gives an inner satisfaction which in turn contributes to the earthly child giving itself over to its spiritual work with all love and devotion and is thus much more and better able to work in this field. The slightest sluggishness of the body also has a hindering effect on the soul. The human being becomes reluctant to do any work, and it again requires days of inner struggle before the old relationship is established, because many other impressions have shaken the connection with the Father and only with great will can all disturbances be overcome. For it is increasingly difficult to receive these announcements the further away the earth's child is from its Father. And where the human being allows himself to be distracted from the actual activity of the spirit, his comprehension is also impaired, and then the human being is often confronted with questions which are inexplicable to him, the answers to which cannot be received so easily because the necessary understanding for them is lacking. Yet this only ever happens when the earthly child neglects the spiritual work and pays more attention to earthly events. For the temptation is very strong. The adversary seeks to make it apostate wherever he possibly can. So be on your guard. Keep in prayer and constant activity, for idleness has never brought about any good. Therefore the human being should be aware of it as long as he is still able to perform earthly work. Amen.